I had breakfast with Senator Carl Levin a few days ago, early one morning in a pancake house near downtown Detroit. These days, there are probably people who think our senior senator's first name is Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman. Indeed, when we see him on television, it's normally behind the microphone, questioning some Pentagon official. What most of the nation doesn't know, and many Michiganders don't remember, is that Levin is a Detroiter, through and through. He was born in the city in 1934, only a year after the banks had all been closed and local unemployment hit 46%. He grew up not far from downtown, tagging along mainly with his older brother Sandy, now chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Today, Sandy is a congressman from the suburbs. But even if Carl spends most of his time in Washington, Detroit is still his official residence. He raised three daughters here, served as president of city council almost 40 years ago. While he's still a politician, he is also, in a sense, almost beyond politics. He's been in the Senate now longer than anyone in Michigan history, 31 years. The last few times he ran for re-election, Republicans made little effort to contest his seat. 2 years ago, he became the first Michigan candidate to get more than 3 million votes. He'll be 80 before his present term expires, knows that he can probably get re-elected then if he feels like it, and has very little to lose or prove. That's partly why I wanted to see him. This is a man who was in the Senate when President Obama was still in high school. I wondered if he still had faith in our future. Hell yes, he said. He does think everyone, the president included, ought to be doing more to put people back to work. And he's deeply angry. I don't think anybody understood the depths and greed of Wall Street, he said. He knows what he's talking about. He was also chair of a permanent subcommittee on investigations. I spent a lot of time on this issue, he said. With these subprime mortgages, they didn't care one damn bit if these were solid investments or not. They packaged them and sold them, and to me, it was an economic assault on this country. Levin thinks that was the major reason for the current recession. I point my finger to it as the major part of the near collapse of this economy. He fumes that Wall Street has still not been held accountable. But he also thinks the qualities that made America great, ironically, contributed to the meltdown. Americans are a bunch of optimists, he told me. Why did people believe their housing values would go up forever? Why do they buy things with credit cards? Because they have confidence in the future. They borrow money to send kids to colleges they can't afford. They have confidence in the future, he said, and most of the time it works. In his lifetime, he's seen Detroit and Michigan bounce back from a depression, countless recessions, and 4 or 5 wars. His goal now? To do what he can to help things bounce upwards once again.